Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Merry Christmas. This is Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and I'm going to do a Christmas Eve podcast. I hope you're doing well. I hope this finds you happy and excited and enjoying your life. I'm going to sip some hot water while I do it. Okay, what I want to talk about. A, if you're looking for a coach, check me out, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, here's what I know to be true. Let's go there. Let's start here. After 2019, what do I know to be true? Follow your desire. Like, you can't lie to yourself and pretend that you don't want what you want. And if it's a man, if it's a house, if it's a certain job, if it's a business, if it's a level of health and wellness, if it's a type of relationship, maybe you're in a romantic relationship that's not working for you, you can have it. You can have it. You can have it. The whole world is going to want to tell you why you can't have what you want. And that is just a lie. And, you know, there are people that really believe, like, they can't have certain things. That's their life. But you, if you have a calling that is of God, and follow that no matter what it is. I can give you countless examples of things in my life that people told me, oh, no, that's not possible. That's not possible. And I had to just trust that divine wisdom within me, that divine desire within me, and move in the direction of that dream no matter what. No matter whether I thought I could afford it or not, whether I thought it was right for me or not. Now, what I know to be true is that it's very difficult to create when you don't really want it, right? Again, you can try to convince yourself you want it. But if you are not feeling connected, if you're not feeling lit up by it, if it's not inspiring you, you can hold the vibration, you can channel it, you can focus on it. But I would say it may not be that exact physical form that you want. It may be what it represents. So here's an example. Exactly a year ago, I was in Pasadena. I had just moved into a co-living, very nice co-living. And I was excited to have a roof over my head and a space that was my own. But in the back of my mind, I knew it wasn't really what I wanted, but I was trying to make myself want it. My family lived in the area. My best friend was around the corner. I had been bouncing around. I was trying to convince myself that I wanted it. But the essence, a home, was what I wanted. Really, I wanted that home to be in the Bay Area. But I had temporarily fallen asleep, spiritually fallen asleep, and forgot that I really don't create well when it's something that's not in alignment with my truth. So I say this, go for what you want. Life is going to be life. There will be ups and there will be downs. There will be things that go well. But if you, at the core, feel like you're in something, you're connected to something that you truly want and desire, you can always turn it around. Always turn around. It is very difficult to turn things around when it's not totally in alignment with what you want. So how do you figure out what you want? Where is your yearning? For some people, that might show up as jealousy. I'm not a big jealousy person, but when I do feel that feeling, I'm very aware. I'm like, okay, what is it that I really want? And sometimes it's just a breath that I need to take. Now I've gotten very used to, like, the feeling. You know, I so rarely feel jealousy, but when I do feel it, I tune into it and I say, okay, what is it that I want? What essence does that person have that I deeply desire? And then I focus on that. And so usually it's a feeling, right? You know, you may like, maybe you have a friend. I have lots of friends with big people jobs, you know, very well paid people doing really great things in various companies. And anytime I find myself feeling a tinge of envy, I'm like, oh no, it's not that I want their job or what they're up to. I want that feeling of security. But I can create that security at any time in my own business, in my own life. That's a feeling, right? And first I tune into it, get clear about how that feeling feels, hold that feeling, pay attention to my intuition as to what is guiding me so that I can physically create that feeling and then take that action and know that the doors will be open accordingly. That's it. That's it. Just get clear about what you want, but also look at those desires and follow the yearning. Follow the yearning more than following the practical. I was talking to a client last night and I was like, you know, everything practical that they tell us to do, the practical stuff, a lot of it's just a bunch of lies. Because what's practical for you may not be practical for me. You've got to do the self-inquiry and ask yourself, okay, what makes the most sense for me and my life? And then go for that. And here's the thing, you can have it. You can have anything that truly lights you up. You can have it. Will it be work at times, depending on the level of desire and your belief system around it? Yeah, it might take some time. You might have to do a lot more steps. But if you will start with this place, from this place, I desire this, whatever it is. I don't know how I'm going to get it, but I'm going to be open and receptive to God's guidance as to how to get it. What most people do is they have a desire and they immediately are flooded with fear and doubt and worry and even shame that they don't have it, that they can't get it, that it's not possible for them. And that keeps them from being open to the divine guidance that can help them take the action to get what they want. So I say start here on Christmas Eve, make a list of everything that you want, truly, deeply want, and then decide you're going to move in the direction of that. So that's easy. I know I'm making it seem simple, but then here's the other piece. This is where it gets hard. You've got to clear out all of the junky thoughts, all of the beliefs that tell you you can't have it. You got to do that work. You got to look at it and say, yes, I want this. I want to be in this stable, loving relationship, but I've got a lot of limiting beliefs around what relationships are. Maybe I grew up in a household where I didn't see a healthy romantic partnership. So I've got to clear that out. I've got to let that go. I've also got to let go of all of the beliefs that I've acquired in my, you know, throughout your life. Maybe you've dated some people and they haven't been good to you. And so you have this belief that even though you want to be in a relationship, you have this belief that you can't have what you want. And I would say this, no matter what age you are, start today saying, yes, I can have it. I don't need to know how and when I'm going to get it. That's up to God, universe, spirit, however way in which you want to define it. I'm just going to be open and receptive to the divine guidance. That's the intuitive hits that lead me in the direction of what I want most. That's it. Just decide. It's okay to want what I want, even if it's a big goal. Maybe you want to be Kim Kardashian famous. Yes, you can have that. I am going to be the first person that says, if that's the desire driving you, yes, you can have that. And you can be your authentic self. You don't have to copy Kim. You don't have to copy Lizzo. You don't have to copy anybody else. You can be yourself and have what you want. And you don't have to settle. You don't have to settle. And when you are living from the place of feeling, even before your exact physical manifestation shows up, you can draw to you situations and circumstances that make you feel that way. So if it's home, you know, mine has been home. I really want a home. I want that home to show up in a very specific way. And so I've been able to draw situations to me that in that temporary moment feel like home. So just go within. Ask yourself, what do I want? And don't feel like you're reliant upon anybody other than you and God. Yes, God's going to use the people in your life. God's going to use people you don't know. God's going to use circumstances that show up to bring you your blessing. But you're not reliant on that on a specific person to bring you the blessing. Just open your heart. just open your heart and believe that all is possible. That was my, or very close to my senior quote when I was young. Like, I knew all this shit and then I forgot it when I got married to some degree. Not just when I got married. I think in my mid-20s, while I was still deeply spiritual, there's some core beliefs that I held that I kind of stepped away from. And one of them is all things are possible. All things are possible. You know, my senior quote was, all things are possible through Christ, which strengthens us. Yeah, God, nature, you can fill in whatever you want for Christ, but all things are possible if you will open up yourself up to them and believe that, yes, I can have what I want. And yes, nothing bad is going to happen to me if I get it, and I'm going to be responsible and take care of it and love it and adore it and do the best for me. I think sometimes we're holding ourselves to a standard that is not of us. Again, I was talking to a client last night about this very issue. Say you want to start a business and you've convinced yourself that this is the way a business needs to look, and this is the way I need to behave in a business, and I'm not in business until my business looks like this. That's just a bunch of hogwash. At the core, the basic truth of business is you have a product or service and you sell that. That's it. You have a product or service and you sell that. That's it. We add all this extra stuff to it. We, you know, I'm looking over the skyline of San Francisco through my window right now, and there are tons of corporations that I'm looking at. I'm looking at the Salesforce Tower that we've decided that business looks like that. But business is really those basics, and then you pay your taxes. That's it. You have a product or service and you sell it. And however way in which you need to do that, you bring people in to do that. But you won't know that until you decide that, hey, I have this product or service. I believe in it. It is what I'm going to offer the world that is of value. It is of the highest good. I think it's best to go in like that, but it's of the highest good and believe that it's of the highest good. And then present that to the world. That's it. That's it. We make business, we make making money so much more complicated. And yes, are there the politics involved if you're in a corporate structure? Yes. But you could walk into a highly political environment and decide that, hey, politics aren't a part of my working life. I show up, I do my job, I do it to my highest ability. I don't think about anybody else. And I go home and enjoy the fruits of my labor, period. You can still be cordial and kind and loving in those environments, but you're not getting attached to the environment. You're not getting attached to the culture. That means that you have a skill set, an ability, a mindset that can be transferable, right? And you just decide how much you think you're worth, and you can keep moving from place to place to place with that. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing what will happen if you decide to take all the limiting beliefs that you're holding about yourself, about life, about work, about money, about relationships, and just dump them. And I know right now somebody's listening and they're saying, Amy, I want to clear out these limiting beliefs, but what is a limiting belief? Anything that tells you you can't have it, anything that tells you that it's hard, anything that tells you that you're not allowed, anything that tells you that it's going to be difficult, anything that tells you that you have to overwork, you have to be somebody else, you have to pretend, you have to put on a mask, anything that you can't do as your authentic self is a lie. Even, let's go here, even if, let's say, you do want to be a doctor and that requires training and you don't have that training, think about the essence of what you want to do. Okay, I want to heal. Figure out the best way in which you can do it and the way in which most lights you up to get there. Okay, and I'll tell you where this is coming from. Let's go back to Kim Kardashian. I saw a commercial where she was like studying for law school or something. And so I Googled, I'm like, Kim Kardashian, law school. And she is actually, and this I knew because my mother had been planning to do it for years, she's studying to take the bar here in California. You can take that without going to school and without a college degree. And so all she did was decide that that was something that she wanted, and she found the easiest path for her. Well, somebody else might say, you know, I want all that training. I want all that schooling. I want to go to a top-tier school. I want that experience. So I'm going to go step by step by step the traditional route to get to that career path. That's fine, too. Both work. Neither is better or worse. You just have to decide that it's what you want to do. Right? So if you want to help people heal, figure out the path that most that makes the most sense to you and do that. If you want to be an entertainer, figure out the path that makes the most sense to you and do that. It doesn't have to look like a specific way, because here's the thing. If you find a model that doesn't necessarily work for you, and you follow that, it's going to be really, really difficult. It's going to take you longer. It's almost like it's a lie from the devil, because you're going to get on that journey. It's not right for you. Even though the end point is right for you, you'll get on the journey and you'll realize, oh, I'm just going to quit. This is too difficult. Whereas if you just trusted that there was a way for you to get what you wanted, and it didn't need to look like anybody else's way, and you just went and did the damn thing, you would live out your miracle. I'm in business, and so, okay, I'm in business, which all of you know because you listen to this program and this is connected to my businesses. I'm in business. This is a great example. So I was talking to a man, dating a man, and we were talking about my second business, and he was trying to tell me how to market that business. And I was like, have you written a romance novel? No. I date men who are highly opinionated and very smart. I'm attracted to that on a lot of levels. And so, and they're very helpful and they're protector provider. And so they think they hear my suffering as I'm working through how to do something. But in actuality, I'm just working through how to do it, right? No one can tell me. I just have to trust my intuition and take steps accordingly. But I don't usually say that. That's probably my bad. I don't say like, hey, I'm really just trusting divine guidance in this. I'll do the work. I show up. I put out what I deem to be excellent work, and I can get behind it and market that accordingly. And I trust my intuition in the process. I usually don't say all that. I usually just start with, oh yeah, I write romance novels. And so immediately he was trying to go in and tell me all these things, and you got to do it this way and market analysis. And then I was like, I found myself trying to make him feel good that he was giving me this advice, but really what I needed to say was, hey, you have no idea what I'm up to. So anything you say is just, you know, in your mind. So it doesn't really matter towards my success. Now, in saying this, yes, do I think there are wise guru type people out there, teachers, mentors that can help you, that can give you little nuggets of truth? Abso-fucking-lutely I do. Absolutely. Use all of that, but know you're going to take it into your being. And just like this podcast, you're going to take it into your being. You're going to keep what you need and you're going to run with it. Somebody heard one little thing in this podcast that shifted everything for them. That's why I do the work that I do. That's why I felt compelled on Christmas Eve to do a podcast, because I know I was going to say something in this space and one person would hear it and that was enough, right? So you don't need to do it any other way than your own. Because I'll tell you this, my most analytical, logically thinking, unspiritual friends do spiritual things all the time and they don't call it that. Just had a friend quit a job that wasn't working. His soul is like beating his soul up. Like he knew it. Like he had done everything he could to make it work and it just wasn't a good fit. And he's like, I got to go. And in making the decision, you know, and he's high up in a company, in making the decision to go, he opened the door to other opportunities immediately, like the next day, a better opportunity. They called him. They reached out to him, right? And that is a miracle, right? It's saying, I'm going to trust my intuition on this. I'm going to trust that this is not the right thing for me. I'm going to let this go and be open and receptive to my next opportunity. Did he put things in place that made him feel good so that he could make that move? Yeah. And everybody has to do it their own way. Some people will have money and savings. Some people will already be reaching out to their network and have something lined up. Everybody gets to do it their own way. But all you have to do is be willing to take the step. Now, if he had continued on and just accepted and said, well, we're going to the holidays and I'm taking time off, it'll be fine, I'll deal with it in January, he would have missed his window of opportunity. So you got to trust your intuition. You got to trust the yearnings within you. You can have whatever you fucking want, and you never have to suffer. Never. If you trust your intuition, you do not have to suffer at all. At all. Okay, what else do I know to be true? How do you hear your intuition? My spirit guide told me to talk on that. I have come to the understanding, and I read for people. That is my job. I read energy constantly. Even as a coach, what I'm doing is reading energy and providing exercises and guidance in alignment with what I'm picking up energetically. It's a really comprehensive, amazing process, and Spirit gave it to me completely. Intuitive coaching completely given to me by Spirit. So when I read for people, that's one thing. When you are reading your own energy, the way in which you can receive the highest vibrating guidance, I would say, is get into the feeling place of what you want. Get really clear about what you want. And I would say don't talk to a lot of people about what you want, because you don't want them to poo-poo what you're up to, because immediately, for many of us, we'll go into the place of, oh, am I wrong? Is this? Am I, should I doubt this? You know, it will, even the most rock-solid person, it will make them slightly question themselves. And so if you're in the space of questioning, you're not in the space of receiving guidance from the divine, questioning whether it's right, questioning if you're good, questioning if you are worthy, questioning your deservability. Spirit's going to give you guidance that supports those questions, but in terms of the greater discussion of how do I get what I want, you won't be able to hear it. So I say keep it to yourself and just feel the feeling of having it as close as you can get there. And some of us, that's really difficult. But I promise you, if you keep working at it, you'll be like, oh, it's going to feel like this. I know that. Like, I'm going to be at peace. I'm going to feel confident. I'm going to feel satisfied. I'm going to feel joyful. Like, yeah, that's awesome. Like, one of them is, it'll feel regular, right? Like if you were living the life that you wanted right now, you would look around and be like, yeah, you know, if you're a highly faithful person, you might be like, yeah, I'm in awe. This is amazing. But at some point you're going to reach a place where you're like, yes, I'm grateful. Yes, I love my life, but this is my life. This is normal. So if you can even get into that space of believing whatever it is that you want, that you don't already have, is normal. It is okay. It is right. It feels good to have it. It's your day to day. This is who I am. It's like breathing. Then from that space, if you can feel that feeling first, then you open yourself up to receive clear, on point, divine guidance as to what actions you need to take to get what you want. Just start believing in it. Now, what if you are feeling anxious and worried and doubtful and scared? Do whatever it takes to get unanxious. Usually when I am feeling some sense of anxiety, it means I need to take some action. Anything. Like I'm staying at a friend's home right now. Well, and they're moving. And a part of the agreement of me staying there was that there were some things I needed to help in that process. And so I started to feel anxious about some other things in my life. And I realized, oh, I can do these really easy tasks and keep myself busy. And at the same time, calming my mind and opening myself up to the divine guidance, right? So that I can receive the message that I need to move forward. Yeah. It's a very integral process. It's a very engaged process, but it's also a very easy process if you allow it. Receiving divine guidance is very, very easy. first trust the desire because that is of God. And of course, if that's of God, right, God wants to show up and show out in your life through your desires, through the fulfillment of your desires. And of course, God's going to give you the guidance as to how to do it. So if you have the desire, say you're a city dweller and you want to live in the really nice high rise in your area, and you just know it, you feel it in your being, you see it and you get excited and you feel light and you're like, oh, I don't know how I'd ever live there. It's so much more than I've ever paid to live anywhere, and it's 3 times the cost of where I'm currently living, but I just want it. I'm so drawn to it. I want to believe it's possible for me. Okay, so if that's where you're at, instead of telling yourself you can't have it, instead of telling yourself it's too expensive, instead of telling yourself, oh God, now I'm going to have to get a better job, and can I even get a better job? Instead of going into the story, just stay in the feeling of, I want this, so on some level, this is possible for me. This is possible for me. And it's safe and it's okay and I get to have it. I deserve it. I want it. I'm worthy of it. On some level, this is possible for me. And then from that space, you can open yourself up wide to receive very specific intuitive hits, messages, signs, symbols that show up and tell you what action you need to take. So it could be, how does it show up in my life? Like, I'll give you an example of the way it might happen. So let's go back to the high rise. This isn't in my life. This is just a general example of how I know it to be true that intuitive information comes through. So maybe you've been eyeing this place and you're starting to believe it's possible and you don't even know. You're just drawn to it and it's so beautiful and you want it so badly. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're out to lunch with a coworker and she's like, yeah, you know, that building, you're talking about how beautiful the building is. And then your coworker says, you know, that building has a handful of below market rate units. And, my cousin so-and-so went through the process. You have to go to the city and you sign up and you do this thing. And then, now she lives in one of them. Bingo. So now you didn't even have to get a new job. You could just go through that whole process, knowing and believing that it's meant for you to live in that beautiful place, right? And it's not about the money. It's not about, if it is about the money for you, if it is a symbol of your success and a symbol of your wealth and prosperity, then that path wouldn't work for you. Like, that wouldn't work for me, because I know for me, money represents a very specific thing in my life, and I'm very clear on my perspective on it, and I'm only pursuing that. I'm not trying to pursue anybody else's perspective, just my own, right? And staying open to divine guidance and open to ways in which I can increase my perspective, because sometimes we can hold a perspective that's so limiting, like we want something, we believe this is the only way. No, I'm very clear on my perspective and my desire and what I want, but I'm also staying open to any way in which I can illuminate that perspective so that I can get what I want faster. I hope this is all making sense. This is a weighty show. It's what I wanted to talk about right now. But at the core, your desires are of God. Go for it. Go for it. Go for it. You don't have to tell a lot of people. You've heard me say that a lot in 2019. Don't tell a lot of people. Don't listen to a lot of people's stories. And just wait for your divine wisdom. How do you know the difference? Let's go back to the coworker at lunch, that example of telling you about the cousin. You'll know by how the advice makes you feel. If it feels in alignment with your desire, if it feels authentic to you, if it feels like a helping hand, awesome. If it feels like somebody trying to tell you, oh, you know, it's really dangerous out there, don't do that, that makes most of us feel kind of shitty. Even if that is, you know, it's a good idea to be cautious in certain circumstances. Yeah. But for the most part, if somebody's constantly telling us, oh gosh, it's scary, can you really do that? Why would you do that? Then that's not good advice. It's not good advice. Though, I will say this to you, if you keep hearing the same advice, so people telling you you can't afford something, I want you to see that as a sign of something you need to do. That means you need to clear out your limiting beliefs about affordability. And that is so much of the work that I do with clients, is helping them clear out their limiting beliefs. Even if they tell me, like, Amy, no, I'm not holding that belief. I'm like, well, baby, why aren't you doing what you said you're going to do? Right? You're still holding on to the limiting belief. Right? You may be aware of the limiting belief, but until you start to create a life and take action that is no longer in accordance with that limiting belief, you're still buying into the limiting belief on some level. I hope that's helpful. All right, I'm going to go. Happy Christmas to you. I'll come back with some more podcasts before the end of the year. Thank you. Take care of yourself. IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com.